side of this cube. So it's, I think it's very, very cool. And one more example is from 2010 in the Chinese city Jinhua. They made a complex of like two cubes and then like cubes with cubes and cubes. So it's very, again, unusual building. Okay. Another famous thing that you probably all have heard of is Rubik's Cube, right? You probably all of you had Rubik's Cube before or saw it at least. I don't know if you managed to assemble it. I never know how to, but I think it's really nice. It was created by Erno Rubik in 1975, a Hungarian architect, and it's basically the basic model is 26. We have 26 cubes, different colors, and the goal is to set, like, rotate it so that each face has one color. Then another famous toy, which I actually have here with me, is a Sonic Cube, and I'm afraid to assemble it. I'm not sure if I know how to assemble it back, but you guys can play with it. So this Sonic Cube is a solid, this section puzzle, invented by Kip Kine in 1933, and he was in a lecture of quantum mechanics where Heisenberg was explaining how you can make space into cubes and kind of look at the geometry of that, and he was thinking like, oh, if I create cubes, if I create objects from three or four cubes, I can make all these different shapes. And as you can see some of them in the picture, or like, this is also one of the examples. Okay, so now let's review again. So we have a cube. And we have a cube. We have a face, an edge, and vertices. So how many vertices do we have? How many edges? What? And faces? Excellent. Okay. So now let's look at the first problem. So what's the problem? We have cube has six different symbols drawn over its six faces. Symbols are dot, circle, triangle, square, cross, and arrow. And we have three different positions of the cube shown, x, y, and z. And the question is, which symbol is opposite to the dot? Now, I suggest you guys think for a few minutes and think which one would be. And by the way, in the supplement material, you have some of the problems written there, especially this one. And then, so the first two pages of the supplement are corresponding to the problems in the slides, and then the other pages are like additional problems if you might find interesting. Yes?
Are the cubes supposedly the same cube?
Yes, it should be the same cube.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Okay, so I noted this morning that my triangle is rotated, but let's just think that it's a symbol, which symbol it is, and not which rotation. Yes.
We've got graduate students circling around, so if you need any help, grab one of us, okay?
Okay, so next to the dots, you have a triangle and a circle. And from figures X and Z, we conclude that the dot, triangle, arrow, and cross lie adjacent to the circle. So the square is opposite of the circle. So the arrow is opposite of the triangle. Square is opposite of the circle. So the only thing that's left, which happens to the cross, is opposite of the dot. Okay? Let's try a similar problem. Now we have three views of the same cube, and each face is different color. I don't know how this would be different. And the question is, which one is the opposite of the yellow one?
I'm assuming it's only one of each color.
Yes. Yes.
The blue one.
Yes. That's very stuff. Okay, so yeah. Next. Yeah, it was blue. Yeah, you can see that the green and the orange and the pink and the purple are all next to the yellow, so they cannot be the answer. And so basically we're kind of left with blue one. Okay, so we have another problem. So each face of a cube is colored with one of the three colors. So we, of these colors, sorry. White, pink, green, yellow, blue, and red. Viewing from one side, one sees blue, yellow, and white face. From other point, you see pink, blue, and red. And then from the third point of view, you see green, pink, and white. What is the color of the face opposite to the white one? And I'll let you start you off from viewing it. This is the one view. We have yellow, blue, and white. And let's think for a bit, how would we solve it? Yes.
It's red.
Yes. Okay. So let's see. What's your name? Sorry.
Benjamin.
Benjamin. So how did Benjamin come up with this? So
it's basically the same one. So from one side you see blue, yellow, and white, so it can't be blue or yellow.
Yeah.
From the third point, they see green, pink, and white, so that means it can't be green, pink, yellow.
So, yeah. So basically, yeah, we have the blue side, which has to be either red or pink. We don't know which one. One of the back sides has to be white, red, or yellow from the other point of view. The bottom has to be green because from the other side we see the white, pink, and green. So therefore, the red face is off. Now we have a bit different kind of problem. So we have on cube faces are written. On cube faces, we have numbers from 1 to 6. We throw the cube twice, and we look at the sum of the side faces. And first time is 12, second time is 15. The question is, what is the number opposite of 3? Then the sum of the top and bottom has to be after first throw 9 and after second throw 6.
Who knows the answer? Just shout it out. Do you know the answer,
yes.
Benjamin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Six.
Okay.
You
want to
explain it,
sir? Sure. Okay. So, let's kind of try to visualize. As we jump up to the board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically what this one was saying, we're gonna have so we're taking the four sign orders. So so basically that means we're going to each time we roll we're gonna have two faces that aren't doing this. So for example, so we can always order the cube for the first roll. So these four faces are shaded or these four faces are the side.
Okay.
And then the second roll, either A, it's going to be those four faces are also the side ones, or but we can't, you know, they can't be possible unless there's a press on them. So then it has to be a different orientation. So for example, you can also have this side, this side, this side, this side,
sure.
And the sides. So that means these two faces are the like, top and the bottom. Mm-hmm. So now if we put these two drawings together, it makes slightly more sense. So then we're gonna have two sides that are going to be counted twice. So these sides will be counted twice. Two sides are going to be counted once. So this side and the opposite side. And there's also going to be two sides that are not counted at all. So basically we're going to take, so we have a sum of one of these four. So let's say like this one. So X and Y are going to be are the ones that are counted twice. So here we have, so we want to sign the other two sides, sign the A, B, C, and D. So we have A plus C plus X plus Y, which is this right here. That's the sum of those faces. That's 12, we can have a problem. Do the same thing with this one. X plus Y, the ones that are double counted also. So B plus B plus X plus Y equals 15. And now you subtract these out, you get, the x's cancel out, or x plus y's cancel out. So you get a minus b plus c minus b equals negative 3, or b minus a plus b minus c equals 3.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that opposite sides, so if we put 3 on these, so we're trying to find the opposite side.
Yeah.
For example, these things, 3 right here.
Okay.
That one of these has to be 3. So that means this side has to be 6, no matter how, or no matter where you put 3.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know how clear that is, because I don't know how much that makes sense, but it makes sense in my head, I guess.
Good, I mean, it's correct answer, yeah. Yeah, though my answer was a bit different, like the my approach, so, but this is, yeah, very good. Yeah, I'll quickly just explain time. Different methods would cure different kinds of cancers. So yeah, so mine was, we do the opposite. So we know that the whole sum is 21. So the sum of the bottom and the top in the first and second case is 9 and 6. Then we will have, so after the first row, you know that either 3 is across from 6 or 4 is across from 5, right? Those are the only two ways to get 9. So if we assume, let's say that 4 is across from 5, then after the second throw, we have either 1 has to be across from 5. How do we get 6? Either 1 across from 5 or 2 across from 4. So that's impossible. So 3 has to be across from 6. But both answers, yeah, give us a solution. Okay, so now we're looking at the net of our cube. So, if we take a cube and we assemble it as in the animation there, we have something called net of a cube. And actually, if you try to see how many of them are, there are actually only 11. And that's kind of, I think, surprising, because when you think about a cube, everything with a cube you know is like all the even numbers, and they're all nice numbers, and all of a sudden a cube has 11. So if you try to like make it your own, you might think like, oh, am I done? Maybe there is some other configuration that is not accounted in these images. But actually, yeah, these are all possibilities. And yeah, if you think about it, like each of them has, each square is one of the faces of the cube, and each of them can make a cube if you want to assemble. And I have some nice problems related to the net. So let's look at the first one. transition is good. It's not like the previous one.
Thank you.
you also don't see the four. And you put it all together, and when you put it all together, you see this shape, and then it's much easier to see that if you cut, it was an equilateral triangle. Let's look at another problem. So here we have two cubes, and three nets are made from each of them, and we mix them together. So now you want to see which ones, which three are from the same cube. They're kind of mixed in that. So think about which. Time when you solve these problems, you don't have to be scared that it's like 3D stuff and imagining these things. You want to see the relationship between the three objects and how they correspond to the next and the side. So you want to find that pattern, you want to find the new map.
Is there more than one possibility?
No.
Okay, then C. Thank you.
squares would be adjacent, actually.
Yeah. And there's the only one in which we have. That's another one. So here we have a paper strip has 3 centimeters width, and we want to see what is the length of the shortest strip from which one can assemble a cube of edge 3 centimeters. And the assembled cube has to have all 6 faces. This one is a bit tricky. So you draw a strip, and then you want to kind of bend it to compose it so it's a
3 by 3.
Yes. What is the thickness of the strip? 3 centimeters?
No.
No, it's just like a piece of paper.
So similar to infinite within.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Eight.
What?
Sorry, 24.
So you can make it shorter than 24.
Sure.
But yeah, 24 is, yeah, I'll explain it in a minute. Think about it. Yes?
12.
What?
12.
Well, it's going to be a bit too short. Let's try another number.
making the net out of it.
Yes.
That, and you're allowed to cut along the dotted lines.
Yes.
Then you just take out 3 of the corners and cut along the, cut one edge off of the corner that is
still. You want to make it draw on the board. Because I'm actually terrible at
taking this. So you have your
We're desperate for the so we want to make a net from these. So how can we change it into a net?
Yeah.
So this is one of the, so if you try to run that line, and cut this one, cut this. So we have three cuts. And then we compose.
Like now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break. Yeah, that's right. The 11 possibilities. I still don't think that's a good way to wrap like the presents, because you got like those obvious cuts on like one edge of your present. It won't look like. Didn't work.
Yeah. What do you want to do? I
How have no side faces, since it was open. How many have exactly one side, not faces?
You're going to reassemble the cube, right? Or are you just, are you reassembling the cube? And you still don't want them to touch?
So basically, we're going to divide this cube into four different layers. So the bottom no other drills like that. So that's our first layer has 14 lines. And this is also the same thing for the top layer.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the middle layers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's up to 4 cents. So this is our second layer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a drill hole right through this way.
Yeah.
So these are all down.
Mm-hmm.
We also see if there's a drill hole this way. These ones are also down.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the drill going up and down,
yeah,
which takes this one and this
yeah
one. So then there's there's eight.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do the same thing with the top one.
Mm-hmm.
Or the third one.
Yeah. You can go, so you can go down, go towards us, up, towards us, down, to the left, and repeat that pattern until
okay, so then there's one left. Okay.
And then there's another section in the center, which you just go through.
And there's always one left.
There are three layers.
Mm-hmm.
You go into the square that it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Towards us, around like a spiral staircase, you end in the top center block. And then you descend one layer, go around, and then the side block in the like rightmost corner.
You can only go through each
center
one once.
Yeah,
and then
I know, but he hasn't been through that one yet. And then the one he was on?
The dead center one.
Yeah. Oh, the dead center one. Oh, I thought you used like
yeah, so the central, yeah, the middle one. Yeah, just take her down for the look.
Thank you.
impossible. You have to say, like, why is, like, any other path? I mean, I think you went a bit weird somehow. Right? But it's true. It's correct if it's not possible. It has to be, like, how do we prove that it's for all the cases? It's no matter, like, well, maybe we, like, maybe he's not going down the up and down. And yeah.
So, to be able to finish the last sentence, the second last step we had to finish at the bottom of the center of the side.
Yes.
But all those squares take even number of steps to reach.
Yeah.
Which means in counting all number of squares we have from course of recently, they count the number 26. So isn't it not possible?
Sure. So we don't have to figure out the actual length.
Well, the length would be S on the square root of 5, but we can just run that path by going to the midpoint on one of the edges.
Yeah. So the way we want to look at this problem is we can look, so we want to go across. So we can just look at the two faces in which the cockroach is the fast. So it goes from one side to the other side, corner. So what Alexander was saying, this is the path you were suggesting. But if you think, if you cut through the diagonal, the second thing you said was it would be shorter. And we don't have to go through the length, but yeah, it would be, right? We have more than just one, and there is two, and then three, and then
four.
One plus four.
Yeah.
So this would be the shortest. So let's, and now it's on the image as well. Now similar problem. Find the shortest path length across along the surface of the unit cube, which connects vertices A and C. It's pretty much the same problem. Twice through vertices. And again, I think it's in your handout.
show it on the dock cam.
Oh, you want to show it on the dock cam?
Yeah.
Thank you. Sum of its faces.
So at each vertex we have a number, and then on the face, each face has four vertices, so we sum those four numbers.
Oh, okay.
Because they are all the same.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Sure, do you want to show just yours version of it? Thank you.
There's no intuition. Yeah, you have a lot of reds, right? You have too many reds. You have 10 red, yeah.
Oh, so it needs to be also coming for them. Yeah, this is very funny. Cool.
What's the intuition? Exercises on the back of your handout.
Yeah.
I didn't attach a solution to them, but if you go online, I've already uploaded the slides and the worksheets to the website. And on the website, for the handout, there are actually solutions. So give it a try. Thank you all for coming.
Are you leaving or are you staying for that?